Grace and peace be multiplied unto you again, amen, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. What is the knowledge of God? If you read Paul's epistles in context, the knowledge of God is not knowledge about God. It is the knowledge of God, always concerning the cross, the hidden wisdom of God. If you study 1 Corinthians, you'll find out the hidden wisdom of God is in the cross. It's what happened at the cross. Anytime the Bible talks about the knowledge of God, it's talking about the cross. It's very specific. And so when the Bible says grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, it's talking about what took place at the cross, when we were crucified with him, when we were raised up with him, when we died to sin, when we were raised up and seated at his right hand, far above all power and principality. So all of these scriptures about the knowledge of God, oh God, I pray the Holy Spirit will help you, because just listening to this message, it won't stick. But if the Holy Spirit shows it to you, it'll stick forever. Every time you see the Bible saying the knowledge of God, you will understand right away that it's dealing with the cross. And it's so important that you get this revelation. For example, Ephesians chapter 4, where it says, when Jesus ascended into heaven, very important. I want to start preaching, go to Psalm 110 and all that. But when he ascended into heaven, he gave gifts to men. He gave the fivefold ministry until we come into the knowledge of the Son of God. And the faith of the, what is the knowledge of the Son of God? It's the same thing. It's the cross. What transpired at the cross when Jesus made a public spectacle out of all powers and principalities, when he defeated death, hell, and the grave, when he crucified sin, when he crucified the life of Adam, and he has given us the life of the last Adam. Everything is about the cross. This is why the Apostle Paul wasn't just trying to say something spiritual to impress people. He had been to the third heaven, and the effect that the encounters that he had with God had on him, the effect it had on him was to be determined to know nothing but the cross, to know nothing but what Jesus accomplished when he was crucified. That is the knowledge of God. Now, here's the verse I wanted to share with you today. It says that we cast down imaginations. This is talking about this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know that one. Our battle is with principalities and powers, and here's the key word, and rulers of darkness. The rulers of darkness are those assigned by Satan to keep people in the dark. They rule over misconceptions. They rule over the church to the extent the church doesn't understand the cross. They rule over false doctrines. They rule over misconceptions. They keep us from seeing what actually transpired at the cross. And everything that they throw at us is something that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? It is the cross of Jesus Christ. Now watch this scripture, so powerful. What are we to do? I used to get into all this kind of warfare stuff, and man, I found out warfare is simply believing what happened at the cross. There's no other warfare. There's no taking charge of this principality and that principality and doing this and doing that and reading the book on which principalities in this. There's none. The only warfare is to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against what took place at the cross. It is very simple, and it's so amazing, and it should be happening every second of every day in our lives. He says here, so important, cast down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against what took place at the cross. You have to know the knowledge of God is the cross. It's nothing else. Everything is in the cross. That's the knowledge of God. That's the hidden wisdom of God. That's everything. Now, you've got to bring, now watch this. How do you cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God? Here's how you do it. Bringing every thought captive. I know this says and bringing. I'm not even sure the word and is in the original. I have to look that up. But I don't think it's something in addition. It's actually how you do it. How do you cast down those ideas and those things, the conceptions that the enemy tries to throw at you and keep you in, that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, against what happened at the cross? Here's how you do it. You have to bring every thought that you have, every single one. Now, this doesn't mean all day long you're going to walk around going cross, 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 cross. What this means is every thought that goes through your mind must be filtered through what took place at the cross. If you're walking around thinking, man, I'm so depressed, or man, I'm broke, or man, whatever it may be, those thoughts are not being filtered through the cross. Or man, I really need to stop. I really need to defeat this sin in my life. I really need to conquer this thing. I really need. Those thoughts are exalting themselves against what has already taken place. So you've got to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, what he accomplished when he was obedient even unto death. Many people change this because they do not understand the cross. They change this verse to make it say something like, make all your thoughts obey God. That is has nothing at all to do with what this verse is saying. This verse is saying, bring all your thoughts captive to his obedience, not make all your thoughts obey. It's bring all your thoughts captive to his obedience, what he accomplished. And this is our warfare. This is the only way we'll ever really enter into what he paid for us to have, is to begin to understand every misconception the enemy's given us. To begin to understand the new covenant and how drastically different it is than the old. And then we have to be transformed by the renovation. You look that word up, it's not just renewing, it's renovating. You got to tear down the old completely and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the way that we think, most of us think according to much of the old covenant because we don't know the difference, or we're mixing the two covenants. So if we're ever going to enter into what Jesus paid for us to have, we've got to cast down all these perceptions that are wrong. For example, one perception that is wrong is I need to overcome sin. That is a wrong perception. Jesus has conquered and overcame sin on your behalf, not so you can go on sinning, so you can be free from sin, so you can have dominion over sin. But you don't do that just by being a spiritual person. No. You access the dominion you have by believing what he accomplished, confessing what he accomplished, and being quickened with the same power that he raised Jesus from the dead with. It's not you. It's not of him, to him who wills or runs. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So you have to begin to understand how your perception can be off from the cross. Maybe I'm angry or I'm lusting, I said, man, I need to quit doing that. I'm so sorry, God. Help me to not do this anymore. You know what that is? That's a false perception. It's an old covenant perception that I've got to get control of this. I got it. You know what? That exalts itself against the cross, because at the cross, I died to anger. At the cross, I died to lust. At the cross, all the affections and lust of the flesh were crucified. So anything that exalts itself against that knowledge, I've got to cast down that imagination. And that high thing, why is it a high thing? Because these are demonic powers that have, they're in high places, and they use misperceptions to keep us bound, keep us in the dark, and keep us from knowing what Jesus did. I was talking about this yesterday at the prison. If you could step out of your body into the spiritual realm, you would see a bunch of naked devils. I don't mean this in some flippant, disrespectful way, but it's just the truth. Jesus has stripped them. If you remember, the devil stripped Jesus at the cross. He hung naked. I know in our pictures with loincloth, but no, he was humiliated and hung naked in front of the world. Do you know what Jesus did? He stripped the devil. When the devil thought he was stripping Jesus, Jesus turned it around and he stripped the devil. He went into the spiritual realm and publicly stripped him of all authority and power. Took everything he had gained from Adam. He took it. He took it back from him. and he stripped him and made him naked. If you could step out of your body and see the spiritual realm, you would see naked, embarrassed, humiliated devils that have been defeated. Now, their goal is to keep you from seeing that and keep you from understanding that. So the rulers of darkness will give you perceptions as if they have power still. And the way that that works is you don't understand what the cross accomplished, so you're not believing it, you're not confessing it, because that's the only way to enter into the power of what he has accomplished on our behalf. For time's sake, I'm going to stop here, or at least try to wrap this up. So, the knowledge of God is the cross, nothing else, nothing added, nothing taken away. You don't add some Moses, you don't add some whatever, you don't add some Abraham, you don't add anything. I mean, it's so amazing because we got so much to think about from Genesis to Revelation. And really, the only thing you need to know is what took place at the cross, what took place in the resurrection, what took place in the ascension. What took place? What happened? What does it is finished mean? What did he accomplish when he came out of his body, when he defeated the devil and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave? That's all the knowledge of God is wrapped up there. Jews are seeking miracles. They want to see something powerful. The Greeks, they want to know knowledge and wisdom. Here's something amazing. But we preach Christ crucified. It is the power of God, and it is the wisdom of God. It is everything. The cross is all in all. So we've got to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. When was he obedient? Even unto death. Of course, he was always obedient, but the obedience of Jesus Christ. It's not talking about how he lived while he was here. It's talking about him going to the cross. He was obedient even unto death. What he accomplished in his obedience. We got to bring every thought captive to that. Amen. Cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Every imagination you have that says you still got to conquer it, that says you're defeated, that says you've done something wrong and that's why you're messed up. Listen, of course you've done something wrong. The life of Adam has done everything wrong. Now we've got to enter into what the life of the last Adam has done, what he has paid for, what he has conquered. And I'll stop here.